You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new non-government organisation, the Backbone Collective, has launched Fighting the Battle Against Domestic Violence in New Zealand. The organisation gives a voice to women survivors of violence to help push change in the right direction. Using surveys gives the organisation a chance to hear what the women who have suffered or are suffering need in order to feel safe to speak out. I spoke to Deborah McKenzie from the Backbone Collective this morning about the state of domestic violence in New Zealand and what they believe is critical to bringing change.
Violence against women is a really prevalent problem. I think not many people know how prevalent it is, but we know that one in three women are likely to experience domestic violence and abuse, and one in four sexual violence. So it is a critical issue for women.
So the Backbone Collective, which you've co-founded, how did this organisation come about? What prompted you to actually start this organisation?
It's been work over many, many years, I guess, of these three of us, Tanya, Ruth and I, that are part of the Backbone Collective. And we've all been trying for years to change the way the system responds to women when they experience violence and abuse. I've worked in non-government agencies and we've also worked in the government. Tanya's a researcher and evaluator. One thing that we kept asking for was that the government and agencies listened to what women had to say, the women who were actually using the services when they experience violence and abuse. That's the critical piece of the puzzle that's always been missing. So that has never happened, and so we just decided we're going to do that bit. So we've set up on an online platform that takes women, once they join up with us, takes women through secure, safe surveys that focus on particular parts of the system response and ask them how it was for them, what could make it better, what it was like for them, where the problems are, where the gaps are, and what they need. And then we'll just be feeding that information publicly. We believe that it's in the greater public's interest to hear how the system needs to change. So we won't just be talking directly to government, we want everyone to know.
So the government has announced this morning an overhaul in legislation around domestic violence. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this?
Well, there is actually nothing wrong with the legislation in New Zealand around domestic violence. We have probably the best legislation in the world with the Domestic Violence Act. The problem is the implementation, and that has been a problem for a very long time. So tinkering or overhauling legislation isn't going to bring about safety for women and children in this country. What we need to do is talk to women about what their experience is of the implementation of that legislation and then work on making that better so that when they make a call to the police, or if they don't make a call to the police, why don't they? You know, the reporting rates are so low in this country. You're only 20% of women report about domestic violence and only 9% report about sexual violence. So we need to ask ourselves, you know, why aren't women trusting the system? What is going wrong with the system that they don't feel like they can ask for help? So that's all the stuff that we think the focus should be on, and that's the part that we hope to expose. We're also going to be taking on a watchdog function. So we're really interested in being like a consumer watchdog. So we're looking at what the government says they're going to do, and then we track it. And we report back to the public and to women survivors, are they doing what they said they're going to do, and how is it working for you? So our whole kind of focus is this idea of continuous improvement. So we go to the women, we ask the women what needs to happen, we feed that back publicly to the government, and then we go back to the women and say, how was that for you? And then back and back again in this continuous loop that will never end.
So really aiding that communication between the woman and the government and how that's being positively pushed forward, because New Zealand has the highest rate of women experiencing violence in the Western world.
Yeah.
But comments have been made about it being a much bigger problem than just the courts. So the fundamental issues being about attitude towards women. And what do you believe about the fundamental issues?
Yeah, we definitely believe that it's completely shameful that New Zealand has the worst statistics. And we don't think that the courts is the only problem. That's one aspect of the system that women highlighted in our first survey that they'd like us to focus on. But what we know is that the system isn't just the formal system like the courts and child, youth and family and police. Part of that response system that needs to wrap around women when they experience violence and abuse comes from the community. It comes from social service providers. It comes from their friends and family and whānau. It's much bigger than just the court system. So we believe that all of those different places need to hear and listen to what women say they need when they experience violence and abuse. So our surveys, the first one might be on the family court, but then we'll ask women again, what would you like us to focus focus on for the next thing. And it could be that they come back with mental health services or GPs or, friends and family, whatever it is, and then we'll focus our survey on that and then release that information publicly. So the whole collective is driven by what our women members tell us they want us to do. We're just the conduits to make it happen.
Looking forwards, what steps do you think that we need to take in terms of, do you think it's something that's deeply embedded in our culture that needs to fundamentally change? And what have you got planned to fight this issue?
Well, our part of the fight is helping women to have their say, because women who experience violence and abuse are often very isolated, and it's not safe for them to speak out as individuals. So we're trying to create a way for them to be able to say what they need. Obviously, we believe that there needs to be major culture change in this country. It is a very macho culture, and sexism is embedded in every part of our society, and violence against women is an indicator of that. We strongly believe that violence against women is a result of gender inequality, and it also contributes to gender inequality. So we'll keep speaking out and using whatever media attention we get to raise the issue and talk about sexism in this country and how women and children are affected by it. I just want to say that we're setting up this organisation completely voluntarily. We have no funding for what we're doing. We're doing it because we know it needs to happen. So Ruth and I have both given up our jobs to devote ourselves to this, and Tanya is doing as much as she can in amongst trying to run a business as well. We're basically running this organisation from our kitchen table with some great support from people around us. And we really, really just want women to sign up, because it's through our collective voice that we can really call for change. So if women want to visit the backbone.org.nz website, they can register to become a member. And that means that they'll get email updates and they'll be able to participate in the surveys and hear about all our activities. We've also got a Facebook page where we're posting, you know, what we're up to. Yeah, so I just really ask women to think about becoming members, and also any of your other listeners who really care about the issue and want to support us to consider maybe supporting us in some other ways. And they can register to be supporters of the collective.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
That was Deborah McKenzie from a new organisation that's advocating for changes against domestic violence in New Zealand. They're called the Backbone Collective.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.